For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nearly a dozen Republicans are moving to impeach the Justice Department official who oversees the Russia Special Counsel investigation. They complained Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has not been responsive enough to Congress. North Carolina Republican Rep. Mark Meadows says in a statement that Rosenstein has been in charge at the Department of Justice as the agency has made every effort to obstruct legitimate attempts of congressional oversight. He says DOJ officials have been caught multiple times hiding information from Congress. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says he's calling on his colleagues to assert their constitutional responsibility and approve these articles of impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump's planned second summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin has been put off.
Why has Vladimir Putin not accepted your invitation?
The president not answering, but National Security Advisor John Bolton is showing a statement saying the president believes that the next bilateral meeting with President Putin should take place after the Russian witch hunt is over. So we've agreed that it will be after the first of the year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says North Korea is still producing fuel needed for nuclear bomb making, but Pompeo insists that North Korea is moving forward toward denuclearization while answering questions from skeptical senators like Democrat Ed Markey.
North Korea still has chemical and biological weapons and brutalizes its own people. And again, there's no verifiable evidence that North Korea is denuclearization.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The State Department's three-day ministerial to advance religious freedom has begun. With more, here's John Clemens.
Sam Brownback, the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom, set the tone for the conference underway at the U.S. State Department.
The lack of religious freedom anywhere is a threat to peace, prosperity, and stability everywhere. The right to freedom of religion and the ability to live according to the dictates of your own soul is under attack in the world. This must change.
More than 80 nations are expected to attend the conference. I'm John Clemens.
A Republican leader on Capitol Hill is lamenting what he calls the angry partisan divide that is happening in our nation. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
We are more connected than ever before, but we could not feel more disconnected and more alienated from each other than ever before.
House Speaker Paul Ryan saying in a Wednesday morning speech at the Capitol that disillusion has become the default setting for many Americans. And he says it's time to rediscover the nation's common humanity so as to restore civil discourse.
We are finding ourselves too easily retreating to the comfort and the conformity of our tribes. We ourselves don't reach out and we don't offer our time and our energy, and we don't understand different perspectives.
Ryan's retiring from Congress when his current term ends. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.